We now begin the seventh perek of Maseches Shabbos, and this is a watershed in the Masechta. The first six prakim, which we just finished, dealt with things that had to do with preparations on Erev Shabbos, what you can wear on Shabbos and how to take care of your animals before Shabbos comes in, what you can light your candles with, and so on. Starting here from the seventh perek and going really to almost the end of the 15th perek, we discuss the malachas, the various acts that are prohibited on Shabbos, and their parameters and their consequences. Here in the beginning, we talk about the consequences. So to understand, and by the way, after the 15th parak, we go to rabbinic things. So now to understand this parak here, you have to understand that violating Shabbos actually carries with it both a bittul aseh, you're violating a positive commandment, as the pasuk says, sheshes yamim ta'aseh ma'asecha, for 6 days you'll do your work, uviyom ha'shvi'i tishbos, and on the seventh day you will be shoves, you will rest. So that's a positive injunction to be shoves, to rest on Shabbos and not do malacha. And there's also a lav, a negative commandment, so to speak, which is v'yom hashvi'i Shabbos l'Hashem Elokecha lo sa'asa kol malacha. You may not do any malacha. So that's a prohibition against doing malacha. For doing malacha on Shabbos, it's a severe penalty. If one does it intentionally, he knows what he's doing, he does it anyways, the penalty is karis. Karis means divine excision. Whatever that means exactly, lamaisa, whether it means a shortened death or consequence for one's children or being cut off from a spiritual roots, it's a terrible thing. But potentially worse than that is if a person violates Shabbos, bemeis it intentionally, and there are two witnesses, the Edim, who put him on notice, hasra, and they tell him if you violate Shabbos and do that malacha, you water the plants, for example, that's a malacha on Shabbos, if you water the plants, they're going to give you skila, they're going to execute you. Skila, the most severe of the four types of execution that the Beis Din will administer, translated poorly as stoning, but we'll stick to that for now. So if they put this person on notice and then he responds off al pikin, he says, I don't care, I'm doing it anyways. So now we've confirmed that he knew what he was doing was wrong, and then he does it anyways. So then the consequences would be potentially skila, execution. So those are the penalties for doing it bemazed, intentionally violating Shabbos. Now, where you have a mitzvah that carries with it a karas penalty, and one does it b'shogeg, that means he did it accidentally. What that means is that he didn't know that what he was doing was a violation of Shabbos. So then, that's called being an ones. Excuse me, that's called being a shogeg. And for a shkaga, for that accidental violation, the penalty is to bring a chatas, a sin offering. You could almost look at it actually not as a penalty, but actually as an opportunity, because by bringing a chatas offering, so then one gets atonement for his avera, which is a good thing. If you would be violating Shabbos intentionally, b'mezid, then you're not even worthy of getting the get-out-of-jail-free card, so to speak, of bringing the chatas. You're not eligible to bring a chatas unless you did it b'shogeg. So that's a worse situation. In any case, to be a shogeg, to be someone who didn't know what he was doing, he made a mistake. So there are three possibilities, and our Mishnah will discuss those three possibilities. The basic gist of the Mishnah is, if you made a mistake and violated Shabbos on accident, you have to bring a chatas for each mistake you did. So we're going to try to figure out how to account for these mistakes. So there are three basic possibilities of how one could, of mistakes one could make in terms of violating Shabbos. The first is, he just didn't know Shabbos was a thing. He knew on Friday, for argument's sake, he knew on Friday night that you go to dinner, you know, and you have dinner with the family. But you just didn't know that the Torah said that you're not allowed on Shabbos come Saturday morning. You can't, you know, double knot your shoes and water your plants and sign your name. So you just didn't know about that. So I know someone who thought Shabbos was just Friday night, didn't know that it was a Saturday, was a thing, was a part of Shabbos, and didn't know about malacha at all. So that person, so whenever he's doing malacha on Shabbos, it's all one part of one big mistake of not understanding that Shabbos is a thing. And that could extend over, you know, 10 years. Every Shabbos comes around, he's making the same one mistake that just extends over a number of Shabboses. He didn't realize that you can't do malacha on Shabbos. So the Mishnah will say that's considered one big mistake, and one would bring a total of exactly one chatas, notwithstanding the fact that he violated, you know, 10 years worth of Shabbases, and he did, you know, all 39 malachas on each of those Shabbases. It doesn't make a difference. He brings one chatas for them all. The second possibility is that a person knew that there's a thing called Shabbos, and he just got mixed up with the days. So that would mean, you know, the guy's in his, he's gone on vacation, he took an Airbnb out far, far away for 3 months, sabbatical to whatever he's doing, and he loses track of the days, and he thinks that Fridays are really, excuse me, he thinks that Shabbos are really Fridays, whatever it is. And that being the case, he keeps on making mistakes of being Mechal Shabbos because he thinks it's not Shabbos today, he thinks it's Friday. So for that, he'll be liable one chatas per Shabbos, because each Shabbos is considered a separate mistake. Now the Gemara has a bit of a limud to understand that the intervening days between one Shabbos and the next have the status of essentially having of yediyah, of coming to know that actually the correct days in the calendar and when Shabbos properly is. Some learn that is really a gezeras hakasav, and some learn, meaning that it's that's the rule, regardless of what actually happened to him. And some learn actually he would really need to have been informed. Meaning, so our case is we got this guy here. He's on stranded on a desert island, and he miscalculates. He's in Hawaii. He gets the international dateline wrong, whatever the story is, and he's machal a number of Shabbos week after week. So some would learn, since really he could never have, there's nothing to find out in the intervening days, then really he's still got one big mistake. But others learn, and I think most learn, that it's a gezeiras hakasav. The limud is that if a person knows about Shabbos, then each Shabbos stands on its own. Somehow, the intervening days are considered to be like having been informed, so to speak. And that being the case, he'd be liable for each Shabbos one chatas, even if he did multiple malachas on every Shabbos. So again, he's mechal four Shabbos in a row because he gets the calendar wrong. He'll bring one chatas for each of those four Shabbos, so four chatas in total, even though he might have done 39 malachas on each of the four Shabbos. The third possibility is that a person knew about Shabbos and knew that today was Shabbos. He just didn't know this particular act was forbidden on Shabbos. No one told him that you can't sign your name. That's not a lot of work. And he didn't know that Ksiva Kosev writing is a malacha. So in that scenario, he would only bring a chatas for each separate av malacha that he did. So if he wrote his name, that's Kosev, he brings a chatas. If he wrote his name and also planted some seeds, so then he's liable for two chataos, because he did two separate malachas, one malach of kosa, one malach of zoreya, of planting. Now, the next Mishnah will go on to talk about avos and toldos, and we have to just touch that for a second here. There are 39 basic categories of malacha called av malachas, general categories, more about that in the next Mishnah. But things that resemble those general categories are also forbidden from the Torah, and generally speaking, and they're called toldos. A tolada is like an offspring, a child, of the main category. So let's talk about the first malacha, zoreya. Zoreya literally means to plant seeds. But the concept of zoreya is that you're facilitating plant growth. So while the av malacha, the primary, I'll describe more in the next Mishnah, is planting the seed, if you water the plants or you fertilize the plants, those are also facilitating their growth, and those are toldos of the av malach of zoreya. So if a person on a Shabbos was in his backyard and he planted some seeds and he watered some seeds and he fertilized some seeds, so those are three separate acts, one av and two toldos. But notwithstanding that, since it's all falling under the same single av category, he'll only bring one chatas for all those things. So if he wrote his name and he watered and he planted and he fertilized, he brings a total of two chataos. One for the kos of the writing, one for the zoreya, the facilitating plant growth, and all three of those acts are included in the single chatas over there. So, fine. So those are the three possibilities: not knowing Shabbos at all, not knowing today was Shabbos, or not knowing this particular thing was chayav on Shabbos, and forbidden on Shabbos, I should say. Okay. So with that background, we can do the Mishnah now straightforwardly. It says klal gadol amru b'Shabbos. They said a great principle when it comes to Shabbos. There's nothing actually so great in terms of the principle of the Shabbos. The reason why it's gadol, so significant, is because of the severity of Shabbos and the penalty that it carries. Kol ha-shocheach ikar Shabbos. Anyone who literally forgets the essence of Shabbos, that Shabbos is a thing. Va'asa malachos harbe b'Shabbosos harbe, and he does many malachos on many different Shabboses. Eino chayev el chatas achas. He only brings one chatas for that single mistake of not knowing Shabbos is a thing. There are, I think most learn that Shochech means even Shochech, meaning even if he knew but he subsequently forgot about Shabbos being a thing, he's still only on the hook for one chatas for all the different Shabboses he was mechalal, that he violated. And the Gemara, that does bring other shitas, though, that Shochech is actually dafka, meaning he had to have known about it and then forgotten about it in order to be liable. But the proverbial Tinak Shenishba, the child who was kidnapped and raised, you know, in a monastery and never heard about Shabbos in his whole life, he would actually be exempt, according to those shitas. But I think the consensus of the Rishonim is that indeed, even the Tinok Shenishba, the person who was stolen away and never heard about Shabbos ever, as opposed to being a Shocheach who heard and forgot, even that Tinok Shenishba would have to bring one Chatas for all the Shabbos that he was Mechalo. Okay. The second possibility is Hayodea Iker Shabbos. This person knew Shabbos was a thing. Va'asa Malachas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe. But he didn't know that today was Shabbos. He's Gilgit on his island. He got mixed up with the calendar. Or Hawaii with the international dateline, or whatever the story is. Or just he's a dopey guy who had a senior moment and all by himself on the farm thought today was, Tuesday. And really it's Shabbos. That guy who then goes about a normal day and does therefore Asa Malachas Harbe. He does various Malachas throughout the day. B'Shabbos Harbe, even if it's on many, on one Shabbos or multiple Shabbosos. So then, he's chayav, I'll call Shabbos for Shabbos. He'll have to bring a chatas, a single chatas, for the whole Shabbos that he was mechalel. Okay, so since he didn't know today was Shabbos, that's really one mistake. And that being the case, if he does 10 different malachas, he still brings one chatas, because if it's a single mistake. As far as if there are multiple Shabbosos in a row, as I said before, I think most understand that really, because there's a kasav, the rule is that he would have to bring for each Shabbos anyways, although there are those who learn that because it's considered as if he came to know between one Shabbos and the next, it seems to me that there are those who learn, like the Bartanura, etc., that we're assuming that during the course of the week he was informed that what day of the week it really was, meaning that according to those, it seems to me that Gilgan on his island, who has no information about the calendar, he just gets it wrong, and he keeps on counting wrong week after week. There's only a single mistake. There's no way for him to be informed between one Shabbos and the next of what the real day of the calendar was. And that being the case, he'd be chayv just for a single chatas for all those Shabbosos, notwithstanding what the Mishnah says here, because that wouldn't be the case of the Mishnah according to those Mefarshim. Okay. The third possibility is Hayodeh Shu Shabbos, a person... Excuse me. Right, correct. Hayodeh Shu Shabbos, a person who knew that it was Shabbos, and he knows about Shabbos, va'asa malachas harbe v'shabbasas harbe, and then he misses the boat on certain malachas. He doesn't know certain things are forbidden. So then chayav al kol av malacha umalacha. At that point, he'll be obligated to bring a chatas for each av malacha he violated. So again, the example I gave before, he does zorea, he plants and fertilizes and waters the plants, three different acts, but since only one is an av malacha, two are todos, he brings only one av malacha for all those, brings one chatas for all those malachos. Okay? Ha'ose malachos harbe me'ein malacha achas. If a person does multiple malachas that are all similar to the main malacha, so again, that's my example here, he's fertilizing and watering, which resemble zorea, facilitating plant growth of planting, en ochayev alachatas achas. So then he only brings a chatas for that one category of malacha, zoreah.